This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A few weeks after it emerged from the House Ag Committee, representatives are still hard at work trying to understand all of the details from the farm bill. Representative Dan Newhouse believes the changes drawing the most scrutiny, those in the nutrition provisions, are still pretty good policy intended to help those who need it most.
One of the biggest goals of the changes being made is to make the nutrition programs more of a springboard out of poverty instead of becoming the safety net becoming a trap that actually keeps them in poverty.
Newhouse says some of the provisions are aimed at increasing the availability of opportunities for skills training
in order to help them become contributing members of our workforce. And I think that, you know, that should be something that we strive for, to make sure that people are able to support themselves instead of being dependent on the government.
But Newhouse says the farm bill still helps those who can't help themselves.
There's a lot of elderly, there's a lot of young people, there's a lot of single working families, there's a lot of people that frankly would be very difficult for them to get jobs. There will be a lot of assistance and increased assistance for them.
Any savings accrued from the work requirement or other provisions will be reinvested in training and education for SNAP recipients. Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.